B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and our Chicago 250 time capsule. So for America's 250th birthday, we put together a time capsule, and it's to be opened in the year 2276.
Yes, and we officially have a bunch of stuff that we've put in it that are representative of today's time, and we even are going to put it in the wall we reconstruct the radio station.
So again, now we even have a place to put it. So in it, we've got some Giordano's deep dish pizza that's freeze-dried, for the record. It's not just going to rot for 250 years.
That would be gross.
We got some Malort. We've got a Cubs baseball. And we got a few other things. And we just want to show the world of 2276 what life was like back in 2026. So yesterday, we asked the remodeling our building. We asked the construction people, can you put this in the walls? And they said, let's do it.
Which I really didn't think they would.
I'm not sure they'd say no. But they're going to put the time capsule in the wall. The only thing, there's one thing that we're trying to figure out is like,
how is anyone going to know in 250 years, like, what is
in the wall?
Well, yeah, like what it is. Because it's this cylinder stainless steel thing. And I feel like
it looks like if you were watching a cheesy 80s or 90s movie, what a bomb would look like.
Right.
But it's not. It's a time capsule.
So I'm thinking we put like a little post-it note on it. Will a post-it note survive 250 years?
The sticky part definitely won't.
We can permanently
do a Sharpie on it because it is stainless steel.
We can write open in 77. No, I mean open in 2770.
2276.
Oh, no. Maybe you write it.
Okay. Just a Sharpie. I don't know. Ahmad is telling me, though, that Joey from Torres Omar Jewelers in Logan Square is on the phone with us. And you have some ideas regarding this time capsule. Hi, Joey.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're good. We're excited that we got this time capsule and that...
Are you gonna dip it in diamonds?
Yeah, are you gonna put a diamond in there? If so, we can just keep that.
No diamonds, unfortunately, okay. But I do have an idea. So let's definitely scratch the permanent marker idea. I don't think that would last 250 years, but I do have a really fancy laser graving machine that we can use.
Oh.
And we can engrave whatever you would like on the time capsule so that they can know where it's from and what you guys are doing here.
Oh, that'll last 250 years.
Definitely. Wait, okay. I mean, does it matter that it's not silver or gold? It's stainless steel. Can you still engrave it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, okay, what should this we put great. On it? I want to put our names on it, but that seems selfish. We should just put...
1,000% I want our names on it. I want... Otherwise, who's going to remember us in 250 years?
Hopefully
exactly
the history...
Right. You guys got to let them know.
This is the history books. Okay, so you can put B96, Mogan Carla, time capsule, Chicago.
Can you put the date that they have to open it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could put whatever you guys like. We could engrave it with the laser.
That's cool.
This.
All right. Well, and we'll throw your business card in there, too, so they know who engraved it.
Fantastic. That's perfect.
Because I'm hoping that Torres Omar Jewelers...
It's open in 250 years still.
Yeah, maybe you got 1,000 locations at that point.
Well, we are celebrating 46 years this year, so 250 years sounds great.
All right. Well, look at that. Well, you know what? Thank you for offering that up. That's very helpful. Now we got a place to put it. We got an engraving. I think we're pretty much good to go.
I think so, too. Once it's engraved by y'all, we can close it up and put it in the wall.
And move on with our lives.
All right, perfect. So, yeah, bring it on by. We'd be happy to do that for you.
Okay, right. We're going to go today.
Oh, that's fine. I'll be there.
All right.
Okay, yay!
Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Just give me